Top of the morning, everybody. Hope your day started well. It is a Tuesday. It is January 18. Welcome to Summer Breakfast, to McCafe, our official coffee partner. BP Brett Phillips back in. He's a daily event at the moment. He's BP. All things Australian Open. A mixed bag for our Aussies last night. Certainly Ash Barty, after all the waiting, didn't have to wait long to see her get the chockies in her first round match last night. So BP at 8:40. Melbourne Stars all-rounder, World Cup winner Marcus Stoinis out of 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Melbourne United swingman Jack White as well. And Jackie Narricot. Really looking forward to having a chat to the Winter Olympian, because on the weekend she became the first Aussie to win a World Cup gold medal in the skeleton, or any sliding sport for that matter. And I don't know about you, Josh Jenkins, as I welcome you in today. I don't know a lot about the skeleton.
I do. I know heaps.
You did a bit of forensic research last night.
Yeah, I'm actually wanting to have a go at it.
I reckon you'd get a fair head of
slower on the grass or something.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you weigh at the moment?
About 88.
How much do you really weigh at the moment?
I don't know.
You'd be a hunch and change. Hunch and change?
Yeah, of course.
105 maybe?
That's all good.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is you'd get a massive head of steam.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't stop, though.
But I think, and this is where Jackie's going to educate us, is, yeah, there's no brakes either.
No brakes.
The explosiveness off the start is what it's all about. That's why we get people like Jackie, who come from an athletics background, into the bobsled, the bobsleigh, the skeleton, because it's all about that explosive speed to launch yourself.
The second half of my run would be a lot quicker than the first half.
Right. Weren't known for your explosivity.
I built the revs.
So all of your calls on the ENS open line as well on a Tuesday morning, 1-300-736-736, and the text on the temper text machine, 0433981116. Looking forward to the morning. Plenty to get through, and that great quartet of guests, as I mentioned, ahead of us as well. How did you go on your first day on the job yesterday, by the way? You know, you had your polo on yesterday, even while we were doing the show. That's how excited you were. Mm. You might have even slept in it. How'd you go down there?
At Geelong. Well, for others to determine, but didn't see any issues. Got everyone through healthy.
What happened?
We're a few big guys down. So I had planned for a drill of, you know, six or seven bodies, and only end up having three. So quick, had to make some quick adjustments.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's hard to do a drill with three players. No, that's just how it is at the moment with the players and coaches being, or succumbing to COVID. So there was two or three coaches absent yesterday, and probably 10 or 12 players. So
this is just
it's just the way of the world. So just had to get in there and get involved, do a bit of running with the boys at the end too. I just had to get a bit of a cider. They weren't happy because I let them do the first 300, and then I jumped in after that.
How's the bod then?
I actually feel not too bad, which I've done a plenty of running since I retired, but just not at any sort of speed. Just doing a bit of plus 24 running, they call it, with Brandon Parfitt.
What's
yesterday.
That?
It's just running at 24 kilometres and above.
Right.
It's nothing too. It's plus just a 20. High speed running, which is.
Is that quick? Is that quick? Is that quick for you? Is that your max?
No.
It's 24.
24 is like a.
I don't relate running speed.
Like a strong working gallop,
right?
3/4 pace and above.
How many?
It's
of those
an injury
did you have
prevention
to
run.
How many of those did you have to do?
We only did a couple of those actually. I just. The beauty is, you just come in and out whenever you want. Oh, that looks good. I'll do a couple of those, and then I'll go and have a drink.
Didn't you do that when you were playing?
Oh, right, yeah. What did you do when you were playing?
Just an early bait. It's all right. Don't have to swallow the whole boat. Jeepers. Take this to the bank. Josh Jenkins
don't
to play for
start.
Wangaratta Rovers under Darren Creswell this year. Huge news. That's from Chris up there in Wang.
No, not happening.
Is that in the Wangaratta Chronicle?
Yeah,
front page.
True. Are these stitch-ups or what?
Would JJ play for the Arrowville Sydney Eagles? That's a good question. That's my part of the world.
Could you
come down and play for us?
Is that your team?
That's Robin. Yeah, it's my boy plays juniors there.
All right. Triple rate for you.
What's your triple?
A lot.
Say one on your whistle at the Cats. Well done. So you got through. Do you have a whistle?
No,
do you get given one?
No, I don't think anyone has a whistle.
So like the umpires, the pen license
proper
at school?
AFL umpires come down to the training sessions.
We'll get to them in a moment.
They take care of things. A few interesting decisions yesterday under the new interpretations that we'll
actually
have a little look at.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So
why they're there. You need them.
Were they there yesterday?
Mm.
Educating on these amendments? Because they're not rule changes, they're interpretation changes.
It'd be foolish not to have access to the umpires, considering how the rules and interpretations change from year to year. So you need to get a look at it all summer.
We'll get to that a little bit later on because, as I say, there are more interpretation changes that are interesting. At least one of them very interesting because they relate to time wasting, which is fine. No one likes that, and a crackdown on that sort of stuff. But the holding the ball interpretation that we'll get to a little bit later on, and we wonder if... the box that belongs to Pandora is going to be opened again with something like that.
It always finds a way to open itself.
Does it ever? I mean, at the end of the day, always you and I had the same message exchange last night. Who would be an umpire? Like, no. It just makes their job so
toughest game in the world to umpire in my humble.
You can have all the positive.
Do not speak to me like that.
You can have all the great intentions in the world, but you've still got to be able to execute it on the field of play. So we put enormous amount of faith, as we should, of course. But the difficulty that belongs to officiating our game is just incredible. You see the Aussie cricket team hitting the town of Hobart yesterday down at Salamanca there on the waterfront. The team and the even the Barmy Army were actually saddled alongside them there as well, having a few cold ones.
They don't mind the Barmy Army. Their allegiances are to the grog, to the beer, not to the teams. They'll turn up for a free drink anywhere. So I did see the Aussies just getting around the town, and so they should be.
Well, indeed, they've got a hectic schedule coming up as well. So
enjoy it whilst you can.
Indeed, you got to celebrate the wins along the way. I think I heard on Usman Khawaja put it up on Instagram. So John Williamson's True Blue was doing the rounds. A bit of Queen, We Are the Champions. Yeah. A Sweet Caroline got a run out.
Prone to the old stuff, aren't they? The Aussie cricketers.
Did you have a song down at the? Because the Western Bulldogs are all about a song every year.
Yeah, not really. Everyone got the little boom box, a little music device these days, but no, nothing specific. The dogs song came back to bite them a little bit, didn't it?
It did come back to bite them a little bit. That got a little bit nasty at the end of it.
Yeah.
Not the dogs, but the dogs.
That's right,
if you know what I mean.
The end of the season, the very end.
And Nathan Lyon with his own, if you 4-0 up, stand up. So, as I say, the Barmy Army was there as well. And actually, Nathan Lyon wanted to belt out another song. He was... I guess, encouraged to do it. It was the team song, basically, Under the Southern Cross I Stand. And if under any doubt as to who is the leader of that side, he turned to Paddy Cummins, who was dressed impeccably, I might add, sort of sweater tied off around the chest.
Yeah, your style.
A great man. No, I've never been a sweater tied across the chest sort of setup. But, it does get cold quickly in Hobart. He said, no, we won't be doing that here. Mm. And that was shut down immediately. A bit much for Paddy
really
in a public forum.
Evolving as a... real leader, isn't he?
And how was what he did?
Force about him.
How's what he did on the dais? I think it went under the radar, basically. And if people are listening this morning who noticed this, all the more credit to you. But after the match in Hobart, when the champagne comes out, as it does, the celebration liquid, Usman Khawaja exited stage right, as he would, being a Muslim. And Paddy noticed, or someone noticed and alerted Paddy. And he said, right, guys, holster your bottles. And Uzi came back.
Yeah, I watched the video a couple of times, and I wasn't sure what was going on. I wasn't aware that that's what happened, and to have learned that, it's very good. Now we get in these situations, we give the credit to the captain. It may not have been he may not have been the one who was alerted to it, or someone else may have said it, but whoever alerted Pat to that, that's a very good sign of inclusion, as Usman said. Usman felt enough of it to put it on his Instagram and talk about what it meant to him. So it's only a small thing.
I liked
Don't need to have the alcohol there to make it a great moment, but it was great to see.
These are the things that add up over time to create an amazing culture and an amazing leadership group. Hey, Mark's in Mattingly. Welcome to you, Mark.
Hey, boys. Hey, glad you brought that up, Sam. I was actually going to ring you about that. Just how classic and how respectful that was by Paddy Cummins to make sure Usman Khawaja was on the dais to celebrate with his teammates. That was just so... Just shows the class that Paddy Cummins is a captain and as a person.
Nah, couldn't agree more with you, Mark. And to do it, it's one thing to do it as well, but to do it in that moment. Now, you're on the dash. You're celebrating a 4-0 Ashes moment. Your mind could be forgiven for being elsewhere, wrapped up in the euphoria of it all. To be able to recognise that in the moment, Mark, was absolutely superb. I'm with you. Couldn't say any more about it.
Very good.
Appreciate your call, Mark. Yeah, so let's move on. There was actually, just with cricket, we might talk about this a little bit later. Have you caught up with Ian Cobain? There's not
no.
a... not by far and away not a household name. In fact, he's 34-year-old Englishman. He hasn't played an international game for England ever, but he's had a lot of experience at domestic level, plays for Gloucestershire over there, more of a white ball player, played for Welsh Fire in the 100 tournament in England recently. Now, his wife is from Adelaide. He was playing for Langwarrin Cricket Club down towards the Mornington Peninsula, down on the synthetic wickets down there.
Now synthetic?
Playing the fake on the matting down there. And they played, 77 runs in four digs down there. But the Strikers signed him up last Thursday. What's that? January 13. Given COVID issues, players heading back, like our man Rashid Khan for international duty and such, they've made him play every game since. And he's turned out to be some sort of an asset. He's hit 35 not out of 24, 17 off as many balls. And then last night, the piece de resistance to get the Strikers into the knockout phase of the tournament, he blasts 71 not out of 42, four sixes as well at the Adelaide Oval to get him into the finals, Waterboy style.
Just needed an opportunity.
How good's that?
The better the level, the better the performance.
Maybe.
Some players are like that. Just keep putting them up a level and their performance will just keep rising. That's a great story.
Hopefully, I love it.
Something that continues to happen in the BBL. Just give guys a chance from local suburban cricket and you never know.
And that hurt our man Marcus Stoinis because the Stars needed the Strikers or the Hurricanes to lose their last game. So now the Stars are relying on the Hurricanes to lose to the Renegades. I think that's tonight. And then Stoinis and co. will have to beat the Hurricanes in their last game coming up in a few days' time. So they need a few things to go right, the Stars. That hurt them. But you got to love the story of Ian Cobain. That's
never a good position to be in, relying on other teams to do things for you to make the finals in any sport.
No, it's not. A first world problems for the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL yesterday, speaking of other sports. Now, they pumped the Steelers. 42-21. How about Patty Mahomes? Just the lazy five touchdowns.
Five TDs.
So 35-7 after three periods it was. It was an absolute blasting. That's when the message went up on the scoreboard at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs fans, we are sorry to report, but due to your support and the Chiefs continually finding the end zone, we've run out of fireworks. Please direct all your complaints to your nearest fans' first booth.
Well-worded message, that one. Just a little dig. Yeah, they put up. The Steelers went up 7-0 and I thought, hello, what's going on here? And then the next time I was able to catch a glance of the screen, it was 35-7.
Yep.
So, that's certainly a first world problem, running out of fireworks. They would have needed them to warm them up. It was that cold over there yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
They look pretty good, the Chiefs.
Hey, off the text, all we want to know is how is the better half after a full day of recovery, JJ? Concerned Swanhill friend
could
here.
Could be a two-day hangover.
Two-day?
Could be.
Right, okay.
Good be. She was asleep at 8 o'clock last night.
The nanny earned her money yesterday?
Oh, yeah. 3-on-1 yesterday for the nanny. 4-on-1, really, because mum was asleep in the toddler's bed. Then she was asleep on the couch and, bit ugly.
Fantastic. Hey, the Wolf in Newport says Travis Head was the player. People say it might be Marnus, but the Wolf saying Travis Head was the player who alerted Paddy Cummins to get Uzi backed. Class act by them both.
It doesn't really matter who
cares?
It was.
The decision was made to stop.
The fact of the matter is that it happened because it'd be a bit of a, it wouldn't be a big story, but it'd be a bit of a, it'd probably mean
it would have gone.
Usman.
I think it would have gone almost unnoticed by us. I don't think anyone would have picked it up.
It wouldn't have gone unnoticed by Usman.
No, but he wouldn't have posted anything. He would have just got on with it. But the fact that he was allowed back and encouraged back is a nice gesture. And who knows, all the things we miss over time. That's just one of them. Hey, before we get to a break, I feel like putting a full stop on this because we spoke about it last week. They found that bull.
What bull?
The $108,000 bull. The Texas Power Play 613. Not on someone's plate. No, not on someone's plate. Alive and well on a neighbour's property, sitting under a tree with about 80-odd other
heifers. So he just went for a wander.
Hungry, with a slight leg injury, we're told. Just went for a wander into the neighbour's yard.
A little abrasion.
Thought he'd been stolen, being a 108,000 prized bull. There you go.
Just looking for a few ladies, by the sounds of things.
Perhaps, which is...
Oh, boy.
You can forgive him for that. Brett Phillips ahead of us, Marcus Stoinis, Jack White, Jackie Narricot as well. What a great combination of guests we've got. Myself, Josh Jenkins, we're here for Kogan. Make the switch to a great value credit card. And Garage Doors Redefined as well. 4ddoors.com.au. Lots of activity on the Temper Tech. So we'll read out some of those on the other side of this break. And I think I had a moment yesterday, Josh. One of those I might have been living under a rock moments. There's an online word game going around at the moment. I might be the only one not playing. We're both might be the only two people not playing it in the world at the moment. Might talk about Wordle on the other side of this.
Kogan, make the switch to a great value credit card. Visit koganmoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast on SEN.
How are you going with Wordle, JJ?
Well, I thought it was Wordy.
I think it's Wordle, and I think you and I are the only two not playing. It's taken the world by storm.
Basically,
a word-finding game. You get Nath was educating me back of house before.
Mm-hmm.
Six chances to pick a word. So that's pretty
pick
much.
Pick or guess.
Well, guess a word.
Right.
Right. So you put your letters in, and if they're in the right letter in the right spot, they're green.
Yeah.
And then if they're the right letter in the wrong spot, they're yellow. And if they're completely wrong, they're just grey.
It's not really
addictive, I reckon.
Revolutionary.
But people
it?
Are taking to Twitter and everything to post their high scores, and it's just gone bonkers.
Oh, that's yeah.
Step too far. Not interested in what old mate gets for his Wordle score.
Well, I thought I couldn't care less. Honestly,
it's just ridiculous.
It is very much ridiculous.
Boys, Farwad Ahmed was the forerunner here when it comes to Usman Khawaja and Paddy Cummins and the alcohol in the dais. The Victorian boys used to hold the beer shower when we won Shield games out of respect for Farwad. That's from Ann in Dandenong off the text as well. Joe Root has actually done the same thing for Moen Ali in a test series win as what Paddy Cummins did. So I just think it
doesn't really matter who was first. It matters that it continues to happen, which is
Dazza,
what we want to see.
The atmosphere around the Aussie cricket team seems to have improved since Pat Cummins took over. Maybe just a reflection of the skipper's personality.
I think winning helps.
Yeah, he's yet to be...
Dominating helps.
Yet to be tested in that space.
Yeah, see them all under some adversity.
But everything we've seen from him is...
Yeah, tick, tick, tick.
Impeccable, isn't it? You know, plays the game hard, but fair. No nasty sledging. No bending of the rules at all. So at the moment, anyway, early days... All things going well. AG's dropped us a line here. Even the Iceland cricket Twitter admin is mocking the English team. And I just had a look at Iceland cricket and they tweeted yesterday. Nations we've beaten, Switzerland. Associate nations we would beat if we had the chance. Cook Islands, Denmark, Estonia, Gibraltar, Isle of Man, Latvia, St. Helena. Full member nations we would beat, England. This is Iceland.
How many Twitter followers for the Iceland?
That's a good question.
And, I'm going to say 4,000.
No, 25,500.
Really?
For the Icelandic nation, for the Icelanders.
Well, maybe because of their most recent tweet, they've picked up a few. But...
Well, they had a lot of likes, that one. Absolutely, a lot of likes. What is it with Novak every time he boards a flight, the rug gets pulled from underneath him again? It happened on the way here. He's finally landed home in Serbia. But while he was en route via Dubai, the French government... or their parliament anyway, have just given its final approval to a law requiring people over the age of 16 to have a certificate of vaccination to enter not just public places, but sporting venues, and not just for the public, but professional athletes as well. So France's sports ministry said on Monday it would not grant exemptions to its latest rules on vaccine passes. So that's the French Open at the moment, gone for Novak.
The Joker rule.
Yeah, unless he gets vaccinated. And then who knows where it goes from there. Well, he might have to. If it's that or his career, potentially, isn't it? And if he did, for lack of a better word, backflip and get the vaccine, I think we would understand it, wouldn't we? Because it's his career.
We'd understand it more.
Well, it's his career on the line. I mean, I know. We all think he should be vaccinated.
What are the rules around potentially participating at Wimbledon? Is he in the clear... There.
He might be able to get away with Wimbledon at the moment, and I think
he should be able to play the US Open. Open
it's outdoors.
Stage.
Outdoors, of course, in
but,
New York.
I mean, giving up 50% of the Grand Slams is it's a fair bit to give up.
It is. So this story is going to rage on for a long, long time. Anyway, I mentioned Ash Barty. How good was that after all the waiting for us to talk about on-court matters? It took just 54 minutes. Absolute demolition job on Lesia Cerenko as well. Did you catch this?
I saw some of it. I didn't have much. opportunity to settle in because it lasted less than an hour.
But their post-match...
critical of tennis matches for going for too long. This one wasn't long enough.
Post-match interview went longer than the match itself.
Very in-depth.
But Elena Dokic does a fantastic job of getting into the mind and the psyche of the players. And this was as in-depth as any. It was great, all about Ash Barty's Indigenous heritage and what she'd done over the break and all that sort of stuff. But I hope she's left herself some material, Elena, because we think Ash is going to go deep into the tournament. I hope she hasn't used up the whole back catalogue first up.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully Ash does all the talking with her performances on the court because she certainly, I'll tell you what, you couldn't ask to start a Grand Slam in any better fashion than that absolute walkover last night.
Here's your chance for an I told you so. Dean off the text. How good were my San Francisco 49ers? They nearly threw it away 23-17 with a horrible interception at the end. Terrible discipline by the Cowboys cost them again.
Haven't seen any temper text from those Cowboys fans that were getting stuck into me last week. No chance, blah, blah, blah. I tried to tell them that they weren't built to beat the Niners. Down 13-0. How do you expect to win from there? So I'm looking forward to a few of those texts just bobbing up.